A group of Iranians seized yesterday by the U.S. military in Baghdad were released today. Why they were detained in the first place is unclear, but the seizure coincides with a new attack on the Iranian government by President Bush. The president spoke yesterday to the American Legion in Reno, Nevada.
The Iranian regime must halt these actions. And until it does, I will take actions necessary to protect our troops. I have authorized our military commanders in Iraq to confront Tehran's murderous activities.
We go now to NPR's Corey Flintoff in Baghdad. And Corey, what exactly happened with those Iranians? Quick kind of detention and then release.
Yes. Well, the U.S. military just issued a statement saying that troops stopped the Iranian group at a checkpoint near the Sheraton Hotel. They confiscated some weapons from Iraqis who were acting as a security detail for the Iranians. And later they went into the hotel and searched the group's rooms. They say they took a laptop, cell phones, and some cash. The Iranian embassy here says the group was a delegation from Iran's electricity ministry, and they were here to negotiate contracts with the Iraqi government. It's interesting that it happened on a day when Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, had told reporters that U.S. political power in Iraq is collapsing and that Iran is prepared to step into the power vacuum the U.S. will leave behind. In any case, the Americans released the group to Iraqi officials this morning, and they reportedly went straight to a meeting in Prime Minister Maliki's office. The one thing that seems clear about this is it's just going to add to the tensions between the U.S. and Iran.
Now, beyond that meeting, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki traveled to the holy city of Karbala, where there's been pretty fierce fighting between rival Shiite militia. At least 50 people have died in that fighting. What's his point in going to the city?
Well, one of Maliki's advisors said he's fired a number of local police officials, saying they didn't do their duty when the fighting broke out. He didn't say so, but the police who were fired are widely considered to be loyal to the anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, their Mehdi army. The fighting started yesterday between gunmen from Sadr's Mehdi army and members of the Badr organization, which is the armed wing of the biggest Shiite political party that's called the Supreme Islamic Iraqi Council. These two groups are basically competing for control of southern Iraq, which is the mainly Shiite portion, and it sits on top of much of the country's oil wealth. In the meantime, Karbala has been put under an indefinite curfew and only residents are allowed back in. So far, we haven't heard much about the fate of the hundreds of thousands of pilgrims who were forced to run from the fighting. Many of those people arrived in Karbala on foot, so it could be very difficult to get them home safely.
And I gather that some of that factional fighting that began in Karbala has now spilled over to neighborhoods in Baghdad.
Well, yes. Last night, Mehdi army members attacked and burned the Islamic Council's offices in several Baghdad neighborhoods, including Sadr City. Now, our Iraqi reporters are telling us that people in the Shiite areas are preparing for more fighting. We've heard that people are buying provisions with the idea that they might be stuck inside for quite a while, and that some homeowners are trying to buy extra ammunition for their AK-47s. One telling detail that I've heard is that the street price of a single bullet has more than doubled to around 90 cents a piece.
Corey, thanks very much. NPR's Corey Flintoff speaking from Baghdad.